This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Last week, a volcano erupted underneath the sea off of the coast of Oregon. The Axial Volcano is the most active submarine volcano off the northwest coast, and for the first time, sea instruments gave real-time observations of the eruption. Scott Nooner is an assistant professor at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, and he's been studying this volcano for 15 years. He joins me now. Thanks very much for being here.
It's my pleasure.
So how far is the Axial Volcano off the coast?
Axial Volcano is about 300 miles off the coast of Oregon.
And how far down in the water? How deep is the water are we speaking about?
The surface of the volcano is about a mile below the surface of the water.
Did you have a heads up that this thing was going to erupt?
Well, we actually, my colleague and I from Oregon State University, Bill Chadwick, and I have been studying this volcano for a long time, and we've been watching the surface of the volcano move in response to magma recharging the magma chamber since this volcano erupted in 2011. So based on what we have observed in the past and the way the magma was filling the magma chamber, we were able to make a forecast based on our models that the volcano would erupt in 2015.
Did you predict that it was any close? Did you just say 2015 in general, or did you say April 2015?
We weren't any more specific than it would erupt sometime in 2015, which is fairly remarkable for a volcano, in my opinion, because volcanoes are complex, and it's very difficult to say with, you know, even within a few years, typically, that there will be an eruption.
So if you're a betting man, you'd go out now and bet again because you're doing pretty well.
That's right. That's exactly right.
The difference, though, in this eruption is that new technology actually allowed you to make these real-life observations of a volcano erupting on the sea floor. What did that actually take?
So the instruments that we have out there have just come online, actually. This is a project that was funded by the National Science Foundation, and we have a cable running from Oregon all the way out to the volcano. And there's seismometers on the end of the cable. There's tilt meters. There's pressure gauges. And there's a lot of other instruments as well. But it's mostly the seismic record and the pressure and tilt record that are telling us about what's happening at the volcano right now. And we also have temperature sensors that are telling us a little bit of information as well.
So were you here in North Carolina as the volcano was erupting?
Yeah, I was. I was actually giving a talk about Axial Seamount or Axial Volcano at Appalachian State University when it started erupting.
This must be a thrilling time for you, a guy who's waited 15 years and only seen this thing go off a couple of times.
Yeah, that's right. Volcanoes don't normally work on human timescales, so it's a pretty fantastic thing to see multiple eruptions. And to actually, when we see multiple eruptions, to learn really about the magmatic plumbing system of the volcano. That's something that's very difficult to do on most volcanoes because of the really long eruption times.
Axial Volcano last erupted in 2011, and before that, the period between eruptions had been much longer. What does that say, if anything?
We were surprised as well whenever the amount of magma coming from the mantle into the crustal magma chamber was coming at a much higher rate after the 2011 eruption than it had previously. And we're hoping that when we go out in August and collect the instruments that we have down, and then I'll come back here and sit on the computer and do some computer modeling of the volcano, that we'll be able to understand more about it.
Well, it's an exciting time for you.
Yeah, it is. This is very exciting.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Scott Nooner is an assistant professor of geography and geology at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.